From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, scientists from the University of Pennsylvania are reporting results that could revolutionize the world of cloning and stem cell research. Using embryonic stem cells as a starting point, they've found a way to create eggs in a petri dish. The work was done with mouse cells, but the researchers expect the same should be possible with human cells. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Embryonic stem cells, or ES cells as they are known, are those remarkable cells that can turn into any cell type in the body. Skin cells, muscle cells, nerve cells, you name it. But so far in the lab, scientists haven't been able to coax ES cells to make sperm or eggs. Until now.
Basically, it's much easier than we had thought. We had thought first that we would need a cocktail of factors, like growth factors. But that's all not needed.
Hans Schuller led the team at the University of Pennsylvania that made the eggs. The research appears in the journal Science. Schuller says he and his colleagues didn't so much make the eggs as find them. He says it's likely that other researchers working with mouse embryonic stem cells have also made eggs and not realized it. What Schuller's group did was use some clever molecular tricks to isolate the eggs the ES cells were making on their own. What's more, he says, after a while, the new eggs started clumping together with other cells to make familiar microscopic structures.
These are structures which have a lot of features in common with blastocysts. And, of course, we want to see if these are actually blastocysts.
Blastocysts are early embryos, something eggs can sometimes generate on their own. These blastocysts, made without sperm, won't grow into an animal even if transferred to a surrogate mother. At least no one has succeeded in doing that in mammals. Even if it turns out Schuller isn't seeing blastocysts, he's sure he has eggs. And what he'd like to do with those eggs, what scientists call oocytes, is use them to produce new embryonic stem cells.
If we can work out that procedure, it might have implications also for human stem cells, that you would be then able to derive embryonic stem cells without requiring oocytes provided by women.
That could be a huge advantage. Many scientists think using cloning techniques to make ES cells tailored to a particular individual will lead to powerful new therapies. But this requires taking a woman's egg, removing its DNA, and replacing it with the DNA of the person you're making the stem cells for. And George Daly, who studies ES cells at the Whitehead Institute in Cambridge, says doing that means you need a lot of eggs.
There's a huge bottleneck with trying to get enough human eggs from donors, and obviously there's enormous ethical and practical challenges. But if one could make oocytes from ES cells, you could get beyond all that.
Daly is convinced that what Schuller has accomplished in mice can be accomplished in humans.
The fundamental biological principles have got to be the same in humans, and therefore it's likely we'll be able to make germ cells from human embryonic stem cells. That would be the next step.
Another thing Schuller's work provides is a supply of eggs for study. Cloning researcher Jose Cibelli at Michigan State University says eggs have a number of remarkable abilities that it would be great to study in the lab. For example, cloning researchers know that an egg can reprogram the DNA of an unrelated adult cell so that it behaves like an embryo. They just don't know how.
We know the magic is in the egg. That's what we all say. The magic is in the egg. Now we can study the magic and we can find out about the trick. Hopefully, if we have enough eggs.
But all this opens new ethical questions. Embryonic stem cells can now produce eggs in the test tube, and it's likely someone will show they can also produce sperm. How does that change the moral status of the embryo? Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.